Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, callers and listeners. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And today we are taking your calls. Actually, we're going to take calls first today. And we're going to also be discussing portals to the astral realm. And on Wednesday's show, we talked for more than we are usually able to. And today we're going to expand on that topic, because it was kind of an overview of portals and how they are utilized by spirits and also by people. And so today we're going to provide a little bit of instruction how to access portals from a conscious state. We'd like to invite our callers to join us on our social media sites, including Blog Talk Radio. You can join us here. You may also join us on Facebook by liking Neil Baker Psychic or following Neil and Kristen Baker. You can also send us a friend request on the Neil and Kristen Baker account. And there's also Twitter. 562-596-7818 is the number for callers or conversations the radio show cannot allow for. You know, we've changed our time to 9 a.m. and I don't think I'm quite awake yet, Neil, but I'll have to readjust my brain here. And also, we invite those that are listening to call in on 914-338-0164, and people are lining up right now. So we're going to take calls, I think, first, discuss our topic in between callers, and without further ado, let's bring on our first 281. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hi. This is Aisha.
Aisha. We've spoken with you before?
Yeah, I think I told your private number. Yeah.
Yes, I remember you. Mm-hmm. I told you I would answer your call. It just took me a moment to remember. Is it A-I-S-H-A?
A-Y-E-S-H-A.
Okay, well.
A-Y-E-S-H-A.
Hi, Aisha. I'm glad you made it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Aisha, what's your birth date?
12/22/92.
Okay, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 17. What did I do?
28/10.
Yeah. And what? Can you refresh our memory regarding your question? Because I think you expressed it.
Yes, I just wanted. I just wanted to ask about someone that I'm interested in. I just wanted to know what you guys thought about it.
Okay, Aisha.
Birthday?
You may, but Aisha would like you to speak right into your phone or speak up or something, because you're not coming through as clearly as we'd like.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's about the same.
Oh.
Are you on a headset?
I don't know what else is. No.
Are you on a headset?
No, I'm speaking right into my phone.
Okay, just talk loud. What's his birth date?
Okay, 5/22/90.
Mm.
What is it?
5/22/90. They're born on the same day, 22. 5, 6, 7, 8. 5, 6, 7, 8, 19. He's the same.
Yeah.
He's the same karmic and master number as you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's 2 years older than you. You're 24? 24, going to be 24?
Yes.
24, and he's 26, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, interesting. Their years are interchangeable.
Yeah, your years are interchangeable.
As well as the numbers being the same.
Your same master number based upon the same karmic number. Your days are the same, obviously. Numerically speaking, there's a lot to be said about the two of you.
Yeah,
you both come from a past life encounter. So you've occupied the planet before as living bodies. You've had a history with them. Probably in that lifetime, it was family-centered. You probably were either you were both members of the same family, or you might have even been married. But it was that intense. The issues regarding why you two came back and had to also encounter each other is because there was something not finished about that relationship. Between the two of you, who would be more the dancer, the one who likes to dance?
Me.
Okay. Would you say that this other individual is not a dancer, or he could take it or leave it, or what's his story about dancing?
I don't think he really likes to dance. Right now we don't really talk much, but when I encountered this person, I felt like I knew him. There's something about him where I'm just like, I know this person.
So he's having a hard time hearing you. Let me just tell Neil, she felt like she knew him when she encountered him for the first time. So was this a romantic relationship or never reached that point?
It's not like a relationship. It's just like we were casually talking, but now we're
Really
talking. Like he pulls back. He's not.
So did anything happen like physical between the two of you or
no? No, no.
Nothing.
No.
But you
I'm just
are
wondering
interested
if,
in him
yeah,
romantically.
I'm interested in him.
You're interested,
yeah.
but there's a difficulty in communication.
And what your level of interest in dancing reaches what level?
I like to dance whenever I can. I mean, if I'm in an environment where there's dancing, I'll dance. I guess like medium. I don't know.
Are you? Have you taken a lot? I think you're wondering if she's studied dance or if it's just like a casual.
No. It's just a casual.
Just
like enjoy it.
But you enjoy
it. I don't. Yes.
Well, we've got a little bit of a complicated problem because the two of you have been together. That's my estimation. In a past life,
mm-hmm.
that was an intimate relationship on some level. If it was brother and sister, well, then the intimacy was within the family, but it could have been a husband-wife situation. Now, that was then, this is now, but something wasn't completed then, so there's going to be another barrier. Let me ask you something. Is there any cultural barrier? I detect in your voice, I don't know if you're from, it sounds like a little bit of British or English in your voice, but I'm not.
Yeah,
I might be talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm British. I'm British. I'm from England.
Yeah. That's what I thought. And is he not from England?
No.
Yeah. So what happened, what's interesting about this is that in the process of going through time, you branched away from the culture. You came back in a different culture, a different nationality than him, and he is where he is. Now that might be part of why.
Our cultures are the same.
You're the same cultures, but you're from different nations. That's
yes.
I think what Neil's
yeah.
talking about. He's American, right?
Yes, he's American. And what's funny is that our mothers are from the same country. It's, we have a lot of similarities. Like,
yeah.
his mom's
are
from
you...
Kenya, my mom's from Kenya. And it was so weird.
So the division, though, is in the fact that you originated from different countries, I mean, across the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be really honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you before God. I was going to ask about Kenya. I was going to ask about Africa.
Shoot, you should have.
But you got to
trust
me. It's not a big deal. Yeah, I'm just trust me. I was going to ask, but it's not for the matter of you know, big ego. It's a matter of trying to be accurate.
Pick up a vibration.
People.
So you were.
So I was going to ask about that. I thought you were, you know, a lot British, Kenya. I mean, a lot, you know, British colony. a lot of that stuff went on. So there's the influence of the accent. As you could see, I detected the voice British, but I felt Kenya too. And I have sort of affinity with Kenya because as a child, I just loved the wildlife and the animals. And so I had a certain affinity with the continent. But aside from that, the reason the mothers are the same is because of the past life. That's what stayed in the sound connection that indicates that it's rooted to a past life. Aside from the fact that you have this attraction towards him that may or may not be mutual, but the idea of it not being totally mutual is due to the fact that the person in question has other agendas, karmically speaking, that are blocking the clear passage to you.
So is there anything, because we have other callers and we do have to move on, what can we tell her about trying to manifest this? Can we help her?
You would have to go further into a investigation of what's comprising the past life. It would require a further investigation.
A deeper reading.
Not something that the radio here can only bring to you the surface of what I've said. We've come that far.
Okay.
To go from here would require something deeper that if we had an hour or a half hour, we would talk to you about it, but we can't afford that time on the radio, but we've come this far with it.
Right, I understand. I just wanted to clear that up. So basically, I need to complete what wasn't completed in the past life.
Yeah, you need to investigate and find out what it is. Now, not always with a karmic relationship do you need to investigate and find out what occurred in the past life, but there is some potential for a rejoining in this lifetime. So in this case, that is the recommended course of action, right?
Okay.
Neil?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Aisha, good luck.
Thank
and we're
you.
Glad you got in touch. Thanks,
thanks
so much for calling.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. All right. 407 is our next caller.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
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 This is Laura from Central Florida.
Oh, hi, Laura.
Hello.
L-A-U-R-A, right?
Yes.
And it's 2911, too, but I don't remember your birth date. What's your birth date?
24/81.
Okay.
I
424. Yeah, you're real. Your voice is very faint. So if you could just do your best to talk into the phone, if you're on a headset, maybe get off of it because that's sometimes not so good. 424/81. She's 2911/2. And what's your question, Laura?
Well, I'm trying to go from one job to another, and I'm just wondering. I've already spoken to a person and sent my resume and info over. I'm just wondering if there's anything else I could do at this point.
Okay, and you're in graphic design?
Yes, graphics and marketing.
So you're trying to go from one job to another. You're in graphic design. You're 30.
Graphic marketing. Is that what you said?
Graphic marketing.
Is that what you said?
Yes, marketing specifically for the real estate industry.
Okay, but do you do creative work in that field, like artistic or...
Yes.
Okay. I want to ask you something very strange. And, the answer to my question is whether it's yes or no, it won't matter because either part of your answer will have meaning to me. But are you currently wearing a watch or anything on your wrist, a bracelet, anything on your wrist?
No.
Are you accustomed to wearing a watch?
Sometimes I wear bracelets. Like I have a purple, I guess it's amethyst, and I have like a jade one. Sometimes I wear those too.
So you will sometimes wear a bracelet that has precious stones in it or whatever?
Yeah, when I wear them, I wear one on each wrist.
Yeah. And is there any reason why you wear those?
They say that stones can give you a good vibe, and I kind of feel under attack sometimes at work.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
It's kind of a negative.
Right, so it connects with the job. You're wearing the bracelets, you're trying to ward off negative energy at your job. So that's why it's coming into reading. Go ahead, Neil.
And the fact that you wear two of them sometimes simultaneously, it's attached to the idea that you're trying to go from one job to another. And you're having some difficulty. And that is because there is obviously some negative element between the interaction of the jobs. So what I've done, Laura, is I've established through the usage of the symbol of the bracelets, validating that there is some negative aspect to the process of you going from one job to another, in spite of the fact that you have a friend that's trying to help you out or whatever it is you're doing. There is something negative there. Now, the reason I say it's negative is because the bracelets led me to your response that I wear them to protect myself. And so I know now from gathering all the facts that I have at this short period of time that there's something negative going on. Now, what that negative thing is, I don't know yet. That's, we're on a radio show, you know, to try to figure that out when we have so many callers and a limited amount of time.
I mean, we have a couple minutes.
I'll try to do my best. Where you work currently, is there any chain smoker? Does anybody smoke cigarettes?
There's a few people, and I just kind of recently started.
You started smoking?
Yeah, I kind of recently picked up my husband's vaporizer, and I sort of on and off a little bit.
So it's her. I mean, she's obviously not a chain James smoker if she's,
there are people I work with that are chain smokers, yeah.
But that's another connection to you because you're smoking too recently.
The people that smoke around you, those are some negative elements for you. They don't have to be, you know, obvious enemies or anything, but the vibe they put out is not good for you. That's number one. Number two, we're psychics, Chris and I. We work together. We devote our lives to this. And I'm telling you, at least on my end, don't smoke. I feel that there is a negative agenda going on. It's not that what you're doing is bad or anything. You know, I'm not.
It's not a moral judgment.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, I'm trying to read the negative energies around you. And for some reason, I'm talking to a guide or a spirit, and it's informing me that you shouldn't be smoking right now. Maybe you can do it later, but don't do it now. You just picked it up, and it's not helping your process of change.
Okay.
Okay. So stop that.
Yes, there's a stagnancy in smoke energy.
There's an energy there. Yeah, I don't know. You know, maybe it's attached to something in your past life. Maybe you died of lung cancer. I don't know. I can't figure that out at the moment. But something's going on that's manifesting.
It's tough to transcend as a smoker, too. I mean, that's the truth. It's, you know.
It's tough, yeah, because it's rooted to neuroses,
addiction.
Those are ascending energies.
They're earth.
They complicate things.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. The attitude that the smokers at your work, do any of them give you any immediate negative vibe?
Well, one of them that smokes a lot, she was the boss of someone who was a friend of mine who left the job recently because of her. So I don't know if she has anything negative towards me because I was a good friend of the person that she had a problem with.
Well, we're doing some detective work here. We're doing some detective work here, Laura. We're starting to get to the first couple of pages of discovering what our clues are and how to unravel this for you. Obviously, I would say to you, don't smoke. You need to start to put a conscious block around you. I know your husband probably smokes, so I don't want to cause any problems there. But I don't think that's the main problem. I'm more concerned about the smokers at your work. Maybe this boss has a certain vibe on a tribal level when it comes to work that is not in your best corner. Whether they like you or not, they didn't like the person that you knew, and there was trouble there. So somehow the fumes, if you will, are getting over to your end, and you could be affected by that. Whether we can help you transcend to the other job that you're trying to get to is a matter of chance. It would probably require maybe something deeper in a reading, possibly. I don't know. There's a September date that I'm getting. Anybody in the family born in September?
My niece turned a year.
In September?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
So, you know, we can go on and on. I'm getting the vibration.
Can we ever?
Thanks.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I said we. So.
I know you did. I included myself in that. I can talk, that's for sure.
So, you know, I think we're on to something, and maybe this will help. Maybe it will break something open for you. If not, give us a call or you know, let time work its way through and take our advice as what we've told you so far.
Okay. What was the September date?
The September date was just a validation. He was a validation that, you know, we're giving you the right information.
It's a validation, but the energy of going deeper into the energy of your niece may have something to
do with
with your job change.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to stretch these premises and see where they go, you know. I don't know.
Right.
You have to investigate it.
Okay, Laura.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. So order. I'm going to call out order.
We should have Robert Stack come in. These are unsolved mysteries.
That's right.
He would be great.
I can do voiceover. I could do my male voice.
Unsolved psychic mystery.
Right. Okay. 208 is our next caller, then 253, and then 501. So please, callers, be patient and stay in the queue. We're going to get to each of you today. Hopefully, we're going to get to our discussion. I don't know. We went out of order, and I don't know if we're going to make it there.
Well, we're lost in a portal here.
That's right. But that's okay. It's good to take callers. 208. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, good. How are you? Who's this?
Hi. My name is Megan.
Megan. Is that, spell it for us, because there's so many variations on Megan.
M-E-G-A-N.
Oh, okay. It's
That's
the
what I got.
Regular way. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's an A, sometimes there's an H.
Yeah.
Hey, Megan. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Oregon.
Okay.
Whereabouts in Oregon?
Eastern Oregon.
Eastern Oregon.
Okay.
And
I've called before and gave you the birth date of my boyfriend and myself.
I remember you from a long time ago, right?
It wasn't too long ago. It was just like the summertime, and it was when our relationship was new, and it still kind of is new, but it's still happening. So
maybe I don't remember you. I don't know. What's your birthday, Megan?
Mine is December 4th, 1986.
December 4th,
mm-hmm.
19.
Mm-hmm.
And his? Do you want to look at his birthday today? 7/17.
Sure. His is November 23rd, 1978.
He has a birthday coming up. Okay. The years align between the two of you. 2, 3. I haven't even added these up yet. 4, 5, 6, 7. Go ahead with your question while we're doing our arithmetic here.
Okay. Well, things have started out just being really fun and everything, and then it's still fun, but a lot of things are coming up for me, and I think it's just mostly mistrust, but. I'm not really sure whether he might be deceiving me about something or whether he's just not really like open, but, anyway, for a while I really thought that he was on something or something because his pupils are always dilated, and he really assures me that he isn't. And I think I actually kind of am starting to believe him. Finally, after just, you know, a long time of really deciding on my own, but it's a hard thing, of course, because it's something that I definitely don't want to be lied to about, you know, if it is true.
He's a 31-4, he's a 32-5, right? Is that what you have?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, 31-4 and 32-5. Okay.
Well, you know, you have a history with this man that, again, like our farmer caller, you have a history of a past life.
Right, the months are interchangeable and they align. So there's that karma connection in the years.
Yeah.
Nine.
You have a past life connection with him. Now, what happens in sometimes in our past life connections with people, and then we regroup, yes, in the present life. A lot of things, what happens is that in the lifetimes in between, one or two of the people have other energies that they're going through, and they gather those energies and they bring them into the current life as well. So that's where sometimes affairs take place, or other people are around, and there's confusion, aside from the fact that that can happen just in life anyways. In your case, mm-hmm, with this individual, it's a past life situation. So who comes from a divorced family of the two of you?
Parents, you mean, our parents?
Yeah.
Well, my parents are together, but my mom did have a divorce before I was born, and I believe his parents have always been married.
So it's from you, it's your mother.
I am currently divorced from a.
So you're divorced too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the energy of confusion is more in your map, and you are confused. So
she has a child too. I hear a child of background.
You have a child or a parent. So your child swallowed a parent. Or the parrot swallowed the child. I don't know. It's something's going on over there. But anyways, Megan, the idea that this confusion is brought on by the, as it morphed into this lifetime, your mom being divorced before she had you, and then you having gone through a divorce. This energy is something to do with the karma that you're carrying into this lifetime, which is now invading and disrupting your current relationship with this other person. So there's something in there that needs clarification. First of all, my first attempt would be to see what's going on with you and why this confusion has been brought into this lifetime from a past life. So it would involve some form of brief investigation into that past life via the astral realm or psychic vision, trying to figure out what happened quickly. And I would do this very quickly going through the energies of what's going on in this lifetime. Who has a brother or who has two siblings?
He has one sister, and so that might be the two siblings you're thinking of, because I have multiple siblings. I'm the youngest of six.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting siblings around it. When I say two, it could be a combination, or there could be him and a sister. So what that tells me now is that he is part of this convoluted sense of your consciousness, which means that there may be something going on. I don't want to jump to that conclusion yet. Was there any gamblers in the family, either you or his, or people who would play the stock market, or anyone who had a gambling?
Yeah, he used to gamble when he lived on the reservation.
Yeah. So, see, this is getting more intense and involved, and it just gets deeper as we talk. We don't have the time to go into it. All I can do in this situation is discover that there's a room I can go into and gather information that you'll validate, which is the beginning of a conversation between us. You know, so the question of whether he's doing something is still very much vital in the picture. But it's still a question, but there is some basis for thinking it. And then there is a lot of confusion going on in terms of the energies of the past lives.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of made a breakthrough last night in kind of almost deciding 100% that he isn't on something. And I think that it's just that our vibrations have been so different lately. Like when I get off of work, I'm all like high energy and high vibrational. And then
when he
picks me up, I think that he is, lower vibrational. And I think that contrast kind of just makes me think that there must be something up. And in addition to his eyes being dilated, which could be from something else, I guess. But for whatever reason, there just is this mistrust. But I'm beginning to think that it is just more on my end because this has been a repeated thing now. Like, this isn't the first time that I've thought my, significant other was.
So you had this problem with someone else? You had this problem with someone else? You had this problem with someone else?
Yes. And I still don't know for sure about him. I mean, especially now that this is happening again, I'm thinking maybe it is just me, at the same time, there's been such shady things going on, especially in the first relationship that, I mean, there had to have been something going on because the weirdness, but maybe it, didn't have anything to do with drugs. I don't know.
Well, yeah, there's enough evidence in terms of our search in terms of validations to entertain the idea that something's going on. What that is, you have to understand that the days you're born equal your master numbers. You're a 4, which is your master number. He has a 23, which is a 5, which is his master number. And so I'm inclined to say that this problem has a deep root to it. And it's not something that can be solved in 5-6 minutes. But there is something there to work with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Megan, that's about all we have time for today, but you're welcome to call the show again, or you can call for a private conversation. 562-596-7818 is the number, and we would love it if you liked Neil Baker Psychic and followed us on our page, Neil and Kristen Baker. We would appreciate that. Good luck.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, 253. Hello.
Hi. Hi there. My name's Holly from Seattle.
Hi, Holly. You're like, I sound like a, what does she sound like? Like a Lilliputian? It's like your voice is like
your Tom Thumb's wife.
Yeah. Your voice is really distorted.
Oh, that's not good. Is it better now?
It's a little bit better. Are you on a headset?
No. Let me move to another room. Let's see.
We're having problems with everybody today, but this is particularly bad. Yeah. She's 1/25/64.
10/25
October, yeah. I just had a birthday, so I...
Yeah, happy birthday.
Oh, thanks. I just want to know how the energy's changed. Is my voice better yet?
Is your voice better yet? It's a little bit better. And yes. you are how old? 52?
Yeah.
52. So you just turned 52. And that's interesting because it's your inverted day, Holly. 52 is your inverted day.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, it matches, the age that you are is the same as your inverted day. So there's probably something going on regarding some sort of revisiting of karma, some kind of change. Your next big change is at the age of 56 because that's the doubling of your karmic number 28. I mean, you go through changes also every year because you're master number one and also every 10 years. So at 50, there's probably something going on. People that are, lower karmic numbers and compounded, which you are 28, 10, 1, you have to reduce twice. There's more cycles going on, which often makes the reading more complex for those people because of all the factors that are, in flux.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're wanting to know what's going on in terms of your current vibration now.
What specifically?
Is there a specific area you wanted to focus on? Because she just had a birthday. She's wondering if there's, something... marked.
I guess relationship, like a new man kind of area.
Well, I was going to mention you have relationship confusion in this lifetime. You're born in 1964, which is 11 equals 2. And the idea of relationship problems is just something that's traumatized in the fact that you're born on 2-5. Mm-hmm. 2 is the relationship energy and 5 is communication. So usually your relationships would dissolve because of a lack of communication, which will totally corrupt ultimately the relationship. But the thing, you seem to be agreeing. The thing that is encouraging is that at the age of 52 this year, which is a 7, is that you could encounter a spiritual relationship that would transcend the lower aspects of communication.
And that would be the joining of the 5 and the 2 to a 7.
Yeah.
So when you add those numbers together, your age and that 25 and your birth date, it becomes a 7. So that would, you'd have to merge
the two
and the 5 together to do so.
Your best,
and on an energy
your
level.
Best bet is to, are you devoid of a relationship now?
Yeah, I'm single.
Your best bet is to find a spiritual circle of people who meet up, or a group that meets up, or a place where spiritual people go. And your best bet is that's where you'll find somebody, not on the internet, not on all those other websites. You need to go to a spiritual location where people meet, and that's your best roundup of candidates, because you need to group with a person who's spiritual, who comes from that place. And who has or had a cat? CAT.
Well, I've had quite a few through the years, but
you know,
my mom
too. Yeah, so that would be you.
So there's our quick, swift validation. I love cats. Chris and I love animals. One of the mystical cats in literature is Thomasina. Hayley Mills, it was a Walt Disney film, but it was based on a book. And there's a mystical element in the animal spirit realm regarding cats and relationships. They have a strange, unique way of bringing people together. One of the more famous scenes of Moon River, Breakfast at Tiffany's, which was actually a Truman Capote novella, at the end of that movie, Audrey Hepburn and George Peppard meet and embrace a kiss because their cat, which was named Cat, gets lost in the rain, and in trying to find the cat, they regroup and have a romantic ending. Cats are mystical creatures. And so when the idea of the cat comes in, we certainly have some indication that you're about to encounter a spiritual, mystical relationship with a fellow human being, and it might be very romantic.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Holly. Thanks for your call.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. She has a cat energy, actually, I think, Holly. There's a feline energy
really?
About her. Well, I mean, she's kind of a soft-spoken, feminine. She has a very feminine vibe, which I associate with cats. You know, dogs are more masculine.
We tend to think that, but don't tell that to Lassie.
Or Rin Tin Tin.
Or Rin Tin, well, yeah.
But we love cats and dogs.
Yeah.
They're all great. Okay, 501 and then 401. Those are our two callers on deck here. Okay, 501, who's this?
Hi, this is Lamorla.
Oh, I don't think we've spoken with you before. How do you spell your name?
L-A-M-O-R-L-A.
Okay, that's what I thought. It's phonetic, not too difficult. But we always like to check. You never know. Lamorla, where are you calling from? You're welcome.
I live in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, okay. You don't get too many callers from Arkansas. And your birth date?
8/23/71.
Okay. 11, 12, 13. We're adding up. And what's your question? 23, 71.
I have a question. I had a car accident on October 11th this month, and it was a minor car wreck, but it totaled my car out, and I'm okay. But I wonder, is there something I'm supposed to be paying attention to? I know sometimes all things happen for a reason. I do have a lot of changes going on in my life, even with friends, boyfriends, jobs, in every area, a lot of changes. I want to know if there are any messages.
And you're how old, Lamorla?
I'm 45.
45? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, okay.
One minute.
Well, Lamorla, I actually wrote, before you gave us your birthday, I wrote down the number 5 and 4, and so you actually are 45. I did.
Wow.
I did. And, you know, but also within the birth date, she's 31 acres, correct? So that's not only your inverted age, 5'4", 45, but it's also, it's your 823 is a 13 equals 4 on your month and day. So it's that energy.
Okay.
It's also the energy of your combined day, which is a 5. And of course, it's your master number and age. So that's just the vibration that I was getting in the area. But
okay.
So the car accident.
And what happened in 2002?
Yeah,
you,
that's right. 2002.
Let's see, 2002, that was a year before I moved into my home. I think that was around the time I had a house fire.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. You got some accidental energies going on that promote, you know, you have been going through accidents, but transcending the accident, not dying, but transcending. So you come from an element of some dangerous aspect of past life.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. Yeah.
But the car wreck was so bizarre, and it was so simple and so minor, but it was enough to total out my car, but it was enough to get my attention. But I didn't have to go to therapy or anything like that.
Yeah. What happens, Lamorla, is that the energies that occurred in a past life, those accidents, you did suffer damage bodily. You might have even been killed bodily. But as you move through time and space and you come back to the planet, the energy of the accidents may still be there, but the intensity of the injury is lessening over time.
Yeah.
And I don't know,
yeah.
Did you ever have any particular personal interest in the Titanic, the movie, the sinking of the ship, the time era?
I'm obsessed with it, yes. I actually love the whole movie, the love story, the intense relationships. I love everything about it.
Yeah.
That's unusual because not everybody's going to say
that. I don't usually, our readings don't usually, you know, oh, the Titanic, let's punch the button, everyone's on the Titanic. But you were.
Interesting.
Are you serious?
You
wow.
Yeah, I'm serious. You were on the Titanic,
but I don't
believe you died. I believe you were I believe you were in one of the rescue boats.
Okay,
but
that's interesting.
But, you know,
I love that. I do.
Yeah, and you know, well, you could probably pick 10 people and ask them about that, and maybe 5 or 6 would say they love it or obsessed. But we're dealing with you, and it's our world of validation. And we were talking about animals before. Did you ever have a beloved dog that you had to put down?
I didn't have one we had to put down, but I did have one for my children that they had for 8 years that died. And I promise you, I believe that dog's spirit is still in my backyard protecting the house. I really do. It was a German Shepherd.
You buried him in your backyard?
No, he passed away, but we had to send him off. But yeah, he died in the backyard.
He died in the backyard.
In the backyard.
Yeah,
and she thinks the spirit is there in her backyard protecting.
It is. It is.
I believe
so
that. The energy is still protecting us.
Yeah. Interesting reading. You're an interesting reader.
Yeah.
the dog, the accidents. I mean, you could do your own movie right now.
I really do believe. I said, God must be trying to get my attention about something. I wonder what kind of message I'm supposed to get in this. Because it's just totally unexpected. But I do have a lot of changes going on in my life.
Well, you know, I mean, that's a whole different package of conversation. We can't. I think what we're finding in this reading briefly is that there's a bizarre connection, mystical connection about the history of your soul. And, and that is the tip of the iceberg to a deeper conversation.
Right. As far as her little activity, can we clear some of this for her? I mean, you know.
Well, are you prone to be, are you a person that would light candles?
You said candles?
Yeah.
All over my house. And then I have stacks and stacks of, I would never run out of candles in years if I didn't buy any more.
Yeah. Kristen and I, we don't like candles. I'm definitely afraid of fire, so we don't like candles. I mean, I'm fascinated with them, and I love them.
I love candles. It's a bummer that we can't use them.
I just don't like them in the house. But you know, there is a candle mystical, magical element going on with you and candles. And if you light a candle and attend to it properly, Kristen and I will already have formulated an energy that will involve clearing for you. But just make sure you put that candle out before you leave it.
Okay.
Okay, Lamorla. Well, hopefully this was insightful for you this morning.
This is very insightful. Like he said, he got me thinking all kinds of things. I could have my own movie. I really could.
Yeah, maybe you'll meet Leonardo DiCaprio.
DiCaprio.
Right. Yeah.
I hear he's looking around for someone currently, so maybe
who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You never know, Lamorla.
I have an ex-boyfriend that won't stay away, but yes, I am looking.
All right. Well, yeah, maybe you can call back in another show and we can discuss that. Or you can call
absolutely
for a private reading, 562-596-7818, and we... Lamorla, invite you to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked right here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can follow us here as well. So
I'm gonna get the number. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye. Okay, last caller, 401.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My name is Carrie.
I'm sorry, we didn't hear that.
My name is Carrie.
Carrie, have we spoken with you before?
You have, quite some time ago. And I
is it K-E-R-R-Y?
Nope, K-E-R-I.
Okay, yeah, but I did remember that it was with a K, not a... What's your birthday again, Carrie?
It's 8685.
Okay, and what's your question? And location, too. What's your location?
I'm in Rhode Island. And my question is, I mean, after the last full moon we had over on the 16th, the energy has been a little high charged, and I definitely have felt it. And
I'm sorry, everything is like garbled. So if
really?
You just if you could speak right into your phone and slow down a little bit just so we can, so you're saying something?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Just after this past full moon, things have just been sort of highly charged, and I have a big decision coming up actually on Halloween with regards to a closing of a property, and I was seeking some guidance regarding that because I started meeting some, you know, some roadblocks. I also recently started a new position working and, you know, encountered a difficult personality within there, if you will. So it's sort of kind of hindering my spirit, if you will, at this time. So I was just seeking some guidance and any information you may have, you know, or advice.
Okay. What kind of work?
I'm sorry?
What kind of work, what business field are you in?
It's a law firm. I was a paralegal formerly and I have taken some time off to deal with some, you know, just transitional changes, if you will, and responsibilities. And then
so you're a paralegal, but like, are you on
like
extended leave? Or are you on like a week leave? How long are you taking
off? No, this is
off?
A brand new position. I took off 2 years because
my
father passed away. So I took over some responsibilities for him. And that actually the closing is in regards to that as well.
I see. So now you're at a new job.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sort of everything is like a perfect storm. And it's just like, this past week has been very, very daunting.
Okay. So, Carrie, before you said anything about your father, when you mentioned paralegal, I had a vision that your father was an attorney or that there was some kind of family positioning in terms of your employment as paralegal. So I felt that before you mentioned your father. You just said paralegal, and I thought, okay.
Right. No, he wasn't a lawyer, actually, but I'm citing sort of his brothers, if you will. My grandmother has passed as well, and my father and her were co-owners of a property just by paperwork standards, and they sort of taken me down the road to H-E-L-L, you know, hell and back, and now
so you're involved in
the tunnel. Yeah.
You're involved. So it's a legal situation.
Right, and that's where my background is, which is why it's so stressful. You know, I want to be fair, and I know it's fair. And
your father did what?
I have to compromise. My father owned his own store, and he actually took care of the properties that we're about to close on, which has been the source of discontention because they're residential units. Yeah. His brothers,
well,
I feel, are. There's quite a bit of jealousy going on.
Carrie? The fact that that there's a legal matter regarding your father, maybe we have to adjust it, and that's where my confusion is, because I felt that when you said paralegal, I just felt that there was some legal aspect to your father. I thought it was a lawyer. But what it turns out to be is that there's a legal energy around the properties regarding your father. So we still are sort of in the right category. What I'm seeing is three parts to this story. For instance, does the property have three sections? Is there a three in the address? Is there three stories? Is there three rooms?
Three people. I'm my father's next of kin, and he has two brothers. So it's
okay,
the
so
third.
That's the three. That's the three.
So
but I have his
three.
Half, and then there's my grandmother's half, and then that half should be split into thirds. But that's, you know, it's just been this long, drawn-out process. And I'm not,
it's a long, drawn
not
out
the greedy
process.
One. Yeah.
Now, forgive me for mentioning money's on the phone. But it may not be proper.
On the phone?
But, I mean, on the...
radio.
Radio.
He won't mention money on the phone either. We'll make sure of that.
That's okay.
Except if it's a phone bill. But the idea, I'm seeing something regarding or revolving around about $125,000. Now, I don't know if that's a piece of the pie or that... surround something. Is that true?
It's 150. Yes, one half would be equal to 150.
Yeah. So, you know, the idea, as you can see, we're kind of crawling through this, but with psychic, we're on our psychic kneecaps. And there seems to be a light at the end of the tunnel. And so the best thing I can tell you from a psychic viewpoint is that it has an optimistic end. The confusion and the legalities is something that you came into this world with anyways, because you come from a past life of conflict. So some of those conflicts you brought into this lifetime, and they seem to be family-centered as well. But, but the short version of this is that you'll get your half. You'll get your third.
Okay. I wasn't really worried about it. It's just sort of, you know, the family bond that, you know, you should have. You see people in different lights when things change because it's, you know, probate and going through the affairs of those who have passed on can be quite contentious. And just to see, you know, men, you know, my uncles that I looked up to my whole life behaving like this has been very challenging, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
That's surprising what money brings out in people.
When it comes to wills and testaments, I mean they're a very convoluted word. So for some people wills are great, and for some people they break up families. So you know, you come from a convoluted sense of inheritance and how that energy is being worked out. You don't want to lose the heartbeat of the family and the unit.
Right.
But sometimes those things happen, and you just have to swallow it. But I think there's, you know, I hear it isn't a major concern. You called up with just a curious question regarding the matter. It seems like it's going to be worked out. I think if you keep your attitude in a higher place, that you don't sound like a person that has a lot of animosity or spiteful anger. So if you keep your attitude high, you should receive your third. And, you know, if anybody is in contempt or being sarcastic or rude, let them be that way. I mean, in the long run, I think this will be evenly distributed.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's very optimistic, and you're absolutely correct. You know, it's just sort of they're coming from a lifetime where they have that stability. I'm unmarried, single, you know, and just got back to work. So it's sort of like, how much more could you really take from me? Because it's like, it hasn't been the easiest, you know? So that's definitely a perspective and makes me sort of feel as though I'm not so alienated, I guess, because I'm an only child. So I've been dealing with it myself, you know?
Right. Right. Well, hopefully this has helped today, Carrie, and
absolutely.
Thanks for calling. All right.
Thank you guys. Right. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Take care. Okay, Neil, well, we didn't make it to our discussion, but that's okay. Another show, perhaps?
We will venture deep into the portals and be returned with information.
Yeah, hopefully. Maybe there'll be something new to share on Wednesday when we return. So we are back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, callers and listeners. We appreciate your participation.